And I just got the bug again. And it was never an intentional outage of getting out of music, and it just happened, right? And then once this whole process started again last year, it hit me that, why did I ever really stop music? I mean, there's a couple of reasons, career and this and that, but I mean, the guitar should have never been put in a case for years and sat in a closet for 3 years before I strummed it,
Dude,
right?
I'm telling you, that is like one of the running themes of everyone in our age group. Should never stop doing that, Should never have stopped. The now the I mean the 19, 20-year-old version of the band, and as we've been discussing, time moves forward, there's children, there's career, there's all these other things. The rejuvenation of listening to audio again, being taken back in time of what you've done and now how it's been produced and now it's out there. What do you say to the rest of the guys in the band where you go, do you guys want to record? Should we record? Does that cross your mind, or you just go, let's just leave it for another 25 years?
Well, yeah, there's definitely a lot that goes into the writing, then the rehearsal, then the recording of a song that realistically, I know that it would be a tough climb. A song or two, of course. And as I said, we are now recording digitally the song that never made it back from back in the 90s. But we
So an
always,
EP is possible then.
it's possible. Yeah. I mean, what's even more possible, I think realistically, is solo individual projects. But it, more possible than that even is a couple of local shows where we are now talking about getting together, and finally, now that COVID's slowing down, to get into a rehearsal space finally, and not only cheers a few beers, but to get back and play the songs and see if it'll be energetic enough like back in the day that we can get a few shows together. It absolutely is the biggest thing I miss from back then is the stage. It's those the energy of the live, and whether that's still alive and going or not in Vancouver, I'm told not really, but I don't care. It's going to happen somehow, even if it's in the
You're going to
backyard
do
of
it.
family member's house. It's going to happen. We have to do some shows, and the guys are on board with that as well.
Perfect. And
Putting putting out an album is another thing, but yeah, at least to start there, let's rehearse, have fun, do a few shows. Hi, this is John Niklik from Underwater Sunshine. Check out our album that just got released this year, Sucker Tree, and you can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Music, most streaming platforms, Bandcamp. Also follow us on Instagram at Sucker Tree. All the colors turn from green and tumble.
wanna show your face, just under the indisgrace, and you've got nothing to show around but your dirty rusted crown. Won't you please, please bow down before your majesty?
Thank you.
Yeah. trails. It's crowded in hails. My heart impounds the sounds in.
A great conversation with John from Underwater Tree. That is like it's straight up going down memory lane, and chatting with John, meeting him all those years ago, and then finding out the story of whatever happened to that band. I referenced this on the internet. I said it's going to have that vibe of hanging out with an old friend from grade school, and it really did. It was like I only met the dude and the band in that one moment in time. But they impressed the hell out of me. And it's so cool to find out that after all of these years that they put out the music and it sounds as good as it does. So hopefully they do have a chance to do some more recording and do a couple more live shows to show everyone else what myself and others saw in them so many years ago. There was a lot of references to groups that influenced that band in that time period. So I thought what the best way is to play some of the tunes from those bands that John was talking about. So closing out this hour, of course, we'll play the Killjoys. We'll spin the track Raven Drool, one of my favorites. It was always the one of the closing numbers before they left the stage. And we'll also spin some Red Cross. I'm so happy he referenced Red Cross because it gives me a reason to play Red Cross. So we'll spin some Red Cross in that set as well, in this set as well. And of course, the band that put the umbrella over all of these bands, really, some Big Star Action. We'll spin some Big Star for you. And also their heroes, their local heroes, their friends, the Grapes of Wrath, that I think initially really got them started on all of it was this band, the Grapes of Wrath.
And we'll also put some Posies action in this as well. A band that they were sounded on certain aspects a lot like them, but in a really good way, in a very complimentary way. And they define their own sound as a result of listening to the Posies and having their influence. We'll put them in this set. And but we'll start things off with the Teenage Fan Club. Which is funny because I don't know, did we actually see it in the interview or did we? Yeah, I think we did, was seeing the video. Because I remember watching it at the same time on Saturday Night Live of Teenage Fan Club performing and just being just like wowed by their sound and the whole thing. So there you go. Man, I'm telling you, this is a mixtape of the 90s that'd be in the van or in the tour bus of the Killjoys for sure. Okay, so there you go. We're going to close it this hour with that. And make sure you check out Underwater Sunshine. You can check them out on Bandcamp. They're on Facebook. Well, you heard all the stuff that John said where to find them. So go find them. Go buy some music. Go share it. Tell people about it. Let's see if these guys give these guys a chance to maybe fulfill some of those dreams that they never had fulfilled earlier on in their careers. Star Sign. Teenage Fan Club on Steel City Music.
spent apart, a wall was all we'd share. About the closest you could get, about all I would bear. Don't tell me all the things I wasn't. Could have made this big a difference to all the things you are. Thank you.
come undone, wound too tight. I know that I'm wrong and you were right. I can't look you in the face and settle with my normal grace. You can't put me on the shelf, then take me down again when you feel like myself. I come undone, well too tight.
Listen to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
if I've had my fill.